Do you ever wonder why God has put so high a value on our faith, that it is faith that justified Abraham, that it is faith in Jesus Christ, true faith that brings obedience? It's true faith in Jesus Christ that saves us, that brings grace our way. Jesus even told people, it is your faith that has healed you when people were healed. We just have to say it seemed good in the sight of God to set things up this way. And sometimes people who think they are very smart just become too smart for God. And I think this pride is what God does not like, that we can figure him out. We don't want to just believe. We want full understanding. Listen to what Jesus said about this. Matthew 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You see, Jesus said, I thank you, you've hid these things from the smart folks, and you revealed them to people that aren't supposed to be smart. And he says, even so, Father, that's what seemed good to you, that's how it will be. And all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no one knows the Son but the Father. And neither knows any man the Father except the Son, and he to whoever the Son will reveal him. So the infinite, invisible God is inscrutable. We're not able to figure him out. We just receive what he has revealed to us and the teachings of Jesus Christ. And we understand that all people are justified by faith and not by works. But true faith brings obedience to the commands of Christ, and we walk with him in integrity, and that's what's required. It sometimes twists theologians and logicians into knots. But listen, if we just accept those things as a child, isn't that what Jesus said? That unless we receive the truth as children, we will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you that you did not reveal these things to the prudent and the wise of this world, but unto babies. And that's so wonderful, because I can receive it. As an ordinary human being, I can receive your grace. I can receive the gospel. I can receive your word. You created the universe. I have no doubt of that at all. And you sent Jesus to save me from my sins. Of that I have no doubt, and that he has saved me, and that I'm going to heaven. Oh Lord, thank you for revealing that unto me. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.